this is.
Yeah, we know.
You want this?
I don't care. Do you? Hello, everyone. Welcome. Hello. So, like I said, it's our Thursday night class, end of year celebration. And our theme is friendship, actually. And you've probably heard and will hear time and time again how incredible an experience it is to participate in Millie's spiritual development classes. I started the Thursday night class about 4 years ago, and I wanted really kind of to continue and expand on the experience I had the first time I came here to Forum, which was actually 5 years ago. And it was that feeling I had was that I realized that my loved ones, and it was actually my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, who I realized was touching in on me that night, that they continue to love us, you know, even though they're in spirit, and they can actually love us a lot better and a lot deeper. There's none of that leftover stuff from when they were alive. And they can, I found that they can, I can communicate with them, and they definitely work and communicate with me. And I wanted more of that, and that's one of the reasons why I started going to Millie's class. And what I didn't expect was that I would come to love and cherish and become friends with all the people in the class and the other classes as well. Millie, at the beginning of each class, she encourages us to pick someone else in the class and cheer for them, hoping that they have a good experience that evening. Asking us to ask the angels to come through for them. And basically, we're sending prayers and love to that person. And can you just imagine, we have, you know, anywhere from like 10 to 15, maybe even 20 people. The possibility of all those people focusing their love and their attention on you in class, it's a pretty amazing experience, even more sometimes than the sitting on a healing stool. So having that love and those prayers coming, potentially coming to you, it's just very powerful. And, you know, sometimes the angels come through for you, sometimes they, you know, use you to come through for others, and it's just an amazing experience. I want to paraphrase a reading that I came across just yesterday, actually, in a daily meditation book that I read about friendship. And it says, in order for our spirit to soar, a person needs a sense of security that close friendships provide. We need to be known and be accepted for who we are, and at the same time, gently encouraged to become who we have the potential to be. The gift of friendship needs to be received as well as given. We too need to be known. Being truly known and accepted is as is can nourish our soul to new heights. And that's definitely what Millie's class has helped me to do. Millie teaches us to give love and to receive love and to want the best for each other. So through Millie's classes, I've definitely gained many friends. Whew. And not only have my classmates become my friends, they've definitely become my family. So I want to thank you, Millie, for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee. I won't say how long I've been coming to Millie's classes. It's been a long time, but I definitely agree with everything she said. And
sorry.
I'm not going to get emotional. Next up we have Rita.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. This crowd right here was really jumping to those tunes, huh? You want to go dancing after this?
Yeah.
I'm game. I got to leave my stilettos at home. The doctor told me I had to wear sneakers. But I'm with you. I'm honored. I'm so honored. I begin my celebration by honoring God and His angels. Did I ever think that I'd be so honored? I give thanks for the divine plan, the journey of His wonders in my life. I especially appreciate God's blessings that have brought me here to grow in love and understanding. The Lord has given us opportunity to commend Millie for her perfect faith in God. Her teachings are from a biblical perspective and continue to bring true healings. God, this gets emotional, doesn't it? I love you, Millie. Mm-hmm. Millie always has an essence of love. In class, relatives, ancestors, angels, spirit guides, and Millie were there to guide us and to remind us that they're always near to show us we are loved and to give love freely. I'm so grateful for the circle of friends I've made in class. Class for me has been a safe environment and caring, so much caring, where God worked in unexpected and magical ways. The Lord brought us together through Millie and made us into one family. As friends, we shared our God stories, which were endless blessings. The celebration for each other's happiness brought us tidings of great joy. Holding someone as a prayer project, that was something in Millie's class. She'd always say, keep that person as a prayer project. Do you love them? And holding someone as a prayer project in my heart became so important in increasing the volume of my love. Cheering for someone else, quote and unquote, is what it's all about. To stay healthy in body, mind, and spirit merely reminds us to live in God's love and light and to serve and honor God. Knowing that and raising our level of understanding on earth helps those angels and souls and opens our hearts. Today, thanks to my God, my angels, our Millie, I see God as God sees me. I've become a radiant being. I'm truly blessed. I feel honored. Thank you, Millie, my classmates, my friends. In conclusion, I say that all honor to God and his angels. Thank you.
Let's see if we can keep those emotions up. Because next we have our very special Diana.
Good evening. Thank you for coming. I think we should pass the Kleenex, guys. Wow, yeah. Yeah, I have to tell you, I am just absolutely blown away. You know, this is my second year taking the classes. And yes, last year, I took the class and, you know, I came into this, you know, church a couple years ago. And into the church, I came this, you know, strong-willed, somewhat defiant, self-righteous, knowing, you know, woman. And, you know, through the last couple of years, it has been phenomenal. You know, there's the alterations that happen because of these classes. I really sincerely encourage you to step into the classes, be committed to them, go to them, and you will find a whole new sense of yourself. You know, I did a little research, which normally I don't even do research, but, you know, I looked in the dictionary. I know. The wisely uneducated I am. You know, every once in a while I look at the dictionary for a word. And so, you know, our theme is friendship. So I looked up friend, and if I can read it correctly, because my eyes are all blurry, you know, one attached. Is it one attached to another by affection or esteem is friend. Free to love is friend. And then I looked up the word family. a group of people united by certain convictions or common afflictions. We got afflictions. I could name six afflictions right here. And affiliations. But nonetheless, the people that I met last year has, you know, like increased my, the love volume has just increased and increased. And slowly but surely, these walls that I have so securely built to really support myself in, you know, keeping independent and staying and being who I am, because I am, you know, I am. And, you know, they have melted and moved down and melted away and exposing my heart. And in exposing my heart, you know, it has made me more vulnerable. And it's not a real comfortable place to be sometimes. And then there's sometimes that it's great to be there. And, stop it, Daddy. You got an extra Kleenex? But, you know, like, this year, the love that has increased, you know, like last year, it was like 10-fold, 15-fold, 20-fold. You know, this year, it's like bumped to 75-fold. And I'm like, now is it 100 yet? No. So, you know, I've got work to do, and, you know, little do I know, that, or a lot do I know, that I don't have anything done, you know, by any stretch of imagination. But I know that if I stay here and I, you know, give myself over to God, like really to hold the hand of God, has been everything to me. I am amazed that I have held the hand of God so close. And my life has changed so much. And it would not be for this church and my friends and the people that have been here to support me and pray for me and really be there for me. So this is such a great theme tonight, you know, like friends. And I just thank God for bringing me here, for allowing me to be in the presence of Millie, and know that there's so much more to learn. And I just encourage you to come and take the classes. Thank you so much.
There's a lot to what she says, because I remember in the beginning when I first started having classes with Diana, I made her a prayer project, because Millie says, you know, you pray for the ones that you have the most trouble with. Issues, but I would lovingly kid her, but I've seen such growth in Diana, and now I just love her with all my heart, and I'm so glad that, that she's improved. And made me,
and you know, because the other part of it is he was my prayer project too. God does work in mysterious ways, doesn't he?
Yeah. And our last speaker slated for this evening will be Linda.
Hello, everybody, and thank you so much.